Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it looks like the weather is coming down outside. For a while, the weather outside was frightful. So, it looks like it's not as frightful as it was. Hopefully, it blows through the area and doesn't leave a lot of damage in its wake. Told you earlier, I had the opportunity to be at the Cottleville Weldon Spring Chamber Luncheon today. And Dr. Barbara Cavalier, who's the president of St. Charles Community College, was there today. And there is so much that is going on there that I asked Betsy Snyder, who is the chief of staff there, if she could come on and talk to us a little bit about what's going on. Betsy, thanks for making the time. Did I lose you? Ah, there she is. Hey, thank you very much for making the time, especially on short notice.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for having me.
So one of the things that Dr. Cavalier was talking about today is something I was honored enough to be at the groundbreaking when you first had this out in Wentzville. But it's the brand new Regional Workforce Innovation Center that you guys are about ready to open this fall. There's a lot going on out there.
There is. Our new Regional Workforce Innovation Center is the first building that is opening on what will be our Innovation West campus. We purchased 70 acres out in Wentzville in order to develop this campus. And this first building is really going to be dedicated to skilled trades and innovative technologies. So we're super excited that our first classes will be held there this fall.
You know, I've talked to people before that when I was growing up, you had Votex that were a really big part of teaching people the trades. And over the years, Votex, by and large, have kind of gone away. There's a few still there. But you guys have really done a great job of stepping in the gap and really preparing that hole in the workforce for our community.
You know, we really talked to our industry partners about what their needs were when we were developing the programming for out at the new center. And what we're finding is that these are where the jobs are for students. And this is where we can help make sure that our community can thrive with the jobs and making sure we're filling those jobs.
You know, those are some jobs that Mike Rowe talks about all the time that we have a huge need for, that we're over 600,000 short in the trades. And President Trump wants to onshore a bunch of trades and manufacturing jobs, which will open up 200,000 or 2 million more jobs. So I think what you guys are doing out there is going to be huge. I love the fact that you're opening that up. But I got to tell you, I thought I knew a lot about what was going on at St. Charles Community College. To be honest with you, I didn't think I was going to learn that much today. I was wrong. So A, I didn't know you had four campuses. I knew you had three, but I didn't know you had four. And this partnership that you have with DreamWorks is nothing short of amazing. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. We're going to be opening our Center for Immersive Learning this fall. And that is a partnership with Dreamscape Learn, which is a arm of DreamWorks. They developed an education platform for all, AR and VR immersive learning. So our first classes that will be having labs in that space this fall are going to be biology classes. They have a platform called the alien zoo where students go into these this free roam lab or a seated lab that, with the goggles on, and they get to see the alien zoo and take care of the animals. The first program for this was at Arizona State University. And what they have found is that the students that have these immersive learning experiences raise their letter grades up to 2 letter grades by having this additional learning and additional exposure to the subject matter.
It really kind of speaks to the fact that we all learn in different ways. And I appreciate the fact that you folks are figuring out ways to meet people where they are, for lack of a better expression, but really helping people learn a different way. We were just talking about my son and I going to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere in mm-hmm. Vegas, and what an immersive experience that was. But all of these things that she was talking about today, you know, being able to walk through something, you can walk through a human body, which is weird mm-hmm. to say, but that's a really cool experience that something like this is going to bring up. How did that partnership come about?
So our leadership team has always been very innovative in looking for what's next and how do we make sure that our students are getting the best exposure to what's out there. They had the chance to tour the facility at Arizona State and wanted to sign on. We have one of the most supportive boards of trustees. They're willing to invest in these programming opportunities, and they said, go for it. So, yes, you know, she said to walk through the human body, but we have our faculty already thinking about how can I apply this to my subject matter? So we have a history faculty member that has gotten to see the experience, and she's saying, how can I create a downtown St. Louis in the 1800s so students can see what that part of history looked like in their hometown?
That would be really cool, especially considering we had the World's Fair here in 1904. So you could walk through that experience.
Yes, yes. We can create all of these specialized experiences for students. We have faculty getting trained this week on how to use the equipment and how they can start developing programming.
Tell me also about the Darden Prairie campus and what is going on with the field-to-table stuff that you have out there.
So our Darden Creek campus is where our nursing and allied health programs are in our Center for Healthy Living. And in 2020, we opened our culinary program at our Field-to-Table Institute. And the Field-to-Table Institute is bringing our agriculture program and our culinary program together and into one. But we've outgrown our space on that campus already. So we were very fortunate to receive a grant from the state to build a new building at that campus. And on top of it being classroom space there for the Field to Table Institute, we're going to have a cafe market that's going to offer students the opportunity to get some business skills as well, where they're going to be making the food, preparing the food, open to the public as a cafe market, to be able to come in and get the fresh bread or sample today's soup of the day or whatever it might be that our chefs are teaching our students at that time. But it's going to give them that hands-on real-world experience.
Betsy, I could talk to you about this stuff for a really long time.
Yes.
I'm super proud of everything that you guys have going on out there. If someone wants to learn more about what's going on at St. Charles Community College, what's the best way for them to figure that out?
I would encourage them to visit our website at stchas.edu. That's stchas.edu.
Well, Betsy Schneider, thank you so much for making the time, and I appreciate the update.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike. I hope you have a great night.
You too. There is so much going on in the community college space, and I would tell you what's going on at St. Charles Community College, pound for pound, is one of the best education values that you are going to find. We are going to have a conversation with John Seiler on the other side. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.